Hey, all you Arizona lovers, this is the Finding Arizona podcast, episode number 187. I am your host, Jose. Thank you so much for listening. Today's guest, Danny Garcia from Publico Italian Eatery. For the past 25 years, he has been doing business in the restaurant at Realm, and Danny is a wonderful fella. We got to get to know him a little bit better and just understand where he comes from, how he got here, and just kind of what he's doing with Publico and the Italian Eatery there. And he has just got incredible ideas. It was so much fun talking to him and getting just to know his story. So I am totally excited for you guys to hear this one. He has very much vindicated me and helped me get more interested in wanting to do interviews with restaurant owners and just get back into the food realm. So that being said, we're going to jump into a little bit of the business side. You can hear every episode of Finding Arizona Podcast on our website, findingarizonapodcast.com. We are also available on all podcast platforms. So if you are listening to this on Spotify, or if you're listening to this on iTunes or any other sort of podcast realm, please like and subscribe, because it's not for us, it's for Danny, the Publico Italian Eatery. It is for people that have come through our doors in the past as guests. So CertaStar, everyone before these episodes, that is for them. It is not for me. I love doing podcasts. So I just, at the end of the day, I will continue to do podcasts, but I enjoy helping the people who come on our show. So a like for me is a like for them. Thank you so much. On top of which, Brittany works very hard on our website by doing the newsletter and our blog. So if you'd like to learn about everything in the community, sign up for the newsletter. If you'd like to know a little bit more about what's going on in our personal lives, go check out the blog. Brittany does a wonderful job with that. We do have something called the public, Publico. We do have our community cork board. So if you would like to drop us a line at findingarizonapodcast@gmail.com, you can do so, and we will set you up with an event announcement like this one. So we have two big announcements, and we are still publicizing this because we want you guys to show up and be there and help us celebrate this. Thanks to the forum and their public event space and their public relations, we are doing our first ever two events, live events over there. We are doing a live recording there, and we are doing a Find Your Own Podcast event. So we have been working hard on making this course available to you guys, and we are kind of test running this for the very first time. So 20 lucky guests will meet us over there at the forum in their teaching room, and we will be able to show you how you can start your own podcast. It is called Finding Your Own Podcast Event. It'll take place May 24th at 5 p.m. and we will those of you who want to sign up, go to our website, sign up. Only the first 20 guests will be able to get into that class course. You will receive a workbook. We will meet with you, take pictures with you, whatever you want, and I will be giving out some merch as well. And the next day, the following day, on Saturday the 25th at 9 a.m., if you did not make it to the course, that is okay, because we are going to have a live podcast recording and meet and greet afterwards. So I encourage you guys to all show up on that Saturday. If you did not make it to the class, I encourage you to, if you did make it into the class, come by afterwards the next day and help us celebrate this really great opportunity for us, and just the opportunity to share what the forum has to offer to all of you guys who want to start your own podcast. So that was our that's our little corkboard that we want to share with all of you, and we hope that you guys will sign up for that. You can again send your email at findingarizonapodcast@gmail.com, and we will set it up for you guys. Last but not least, I want to say a big thank you to and happy belated Mother's Day to my mom. And on top of which, this is kind of an announcement for everyone. So I think a while back I told you guys that I did a magazine article for Phoenix Magazine. It was called The Great 48, and it is going to be available this month. And I hope you guys all check it out. There's a picture of me and a little bit of a write-up about what we've done here at Finding Arizona Podcast. So thank you guys so much. It was only available to those who were nominated. So whoever nominated me, whoever gave me the opportunity, I truly thank you. And I'm having a little bit of it's a crisis in my own head, but it's one of those things that, like, we work very hard, and I'm very much I never expected this to really go anywhere deep down inside, but I'm very happy to say that this has been a lot of hard work, but a lot of great work. So jump into the episode number 187 with Danny Garcia of Public Italian Eatery. Let's do this.
What is it you do, and why do you do it? Here at Finding Arizona Podcast, we love to showcase that. And so do our friends at Every Impression Counts. They offer free strategy consultations so you can envision the possibilities for your business or idea, such as websites, social media management, paid advertising like the top of Google, along with advertising on Facebook, Instagram, Snap, video production, photography, podcasting, SEO, blogging, analytics, and so much more. In today's world, it's never been so cost-effective to produce and distribute content with the tools that you have at your disposal. If you've ever thought, what if, just have a convo with my friends at Every Impression Counts. You can find them at eic.agency or check out what they're up to by following them on Instagram and Facebook at Every Impression Counts and tell them Finding Arizona Podcast sent you. Welcome back, everybody, to the Finding Arizona Podcast. I'm your host, Jose. As always, we bring in someone very special every week. And today in our seat, in our hot seat, we have Danny. And I'm going to let you introduce your business and what you're doing here today.
So my name's Danny Quinn. I own Publico Italian Eatery.
Boom.
5813 North 7th Street. We're located around off of Palo Verde, kind of in between the Crown Building and the Womack.
Yep.
You want to go around back.
Yeah, so that's what I tell everyone. Go around back. It may be hard to see up front, but there's definitely more fun around the back. I want to first start off by saying that Brittany and I have both eaten here already. We've both participated in an event. That's how we met Danny here. And we just really, you know, when we met Danny and kind of heard his story, we wanted to bring him in because it felt like a necessary thing. Going to the event, we got to really get introduced to what his restaurant has to offer and what the eatery has to, you know, give. And I felt like it was a lot of fun just kind of understanding. I only got tidbits from other people, but it was just really incredible to hear your story and kind of like what everyone was encouraging us to go check out. So I'm going to ask you one of the first questions that I ask everyone is, tell us a little bit about how you got to here and kind of your origin story.
Okay, so, when I was 4 years old.
Yeah, exactly.
So I started as a busboy in this business.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The lowest form.
The lowest form. A family hired me, and I'm originally from Massachusetts, but we moved to California when I was very young, 13 years old.
What part of Cali?
Santa Barbara.
Oh, this one's from San Diego.
Okay, so yeah.
I went to school in San Luis Obispo.
Okay, so then you know the area.
Yes, and I know I love Isla Vista very
well. Okay.
And I've been to Santa Barbara once on a trip.
Well, it's you know what? I always tell people you should visit. Living there is tough.
I can imagine.
Yeah, it's tough. It's expensive, you know.
And yeah, it's not cheap.
As most of coastal California is getting, right?
Yep, exactly. And I went to the school there. That's where I went for my trip, was visiting the
UCSB. Santa,
yes, and it was just like, I was like, how do people get around? Like, I imagine you just walk everywhere on this campus, but it's still kind of like, it's very foresty. It's like very much in that environment and everything like that. And so did you go to school in California or did
No,
you?
No. So my background, so you know what? I did a lot of, to be honest with you, I did a lot of partying when I was young.
Okay.
And I'm sober. I've been sober 13 years now.
Wow. Congratulations.
So, that's part of the story.
Okay.
So I did quite a bit of partying, bounced around from, you know, trying things out. I've always had a phenomenal work ethic as far as, you know, the way I was raised. And, you know, I was taught early on, you know, it doesn't matter if you're washing dishes, you know, that's do that job to the best of your ability. And
100% all the way.
and things mostly fall together at that point. So, yeah, I started as a busboy, worked my way up, bartender, then manager, then general manager. It was a family-owned restaurant. While I was with them.
Was it also Italian, if you don't mind me asking?
No, nothing to do with Italian. So look, I'm front of the house. Like, to be honest with you,
yeah,
I can grill a mean steak and a couple of burgers, but you know,
chef quality.
Yeah, as far as culinary, I understand food and I understand the way the food dynamic. Obviously, an operations of a restaurant. You know, I understand it. But as far as executing it, you know, that's not my cup of tea.
You leave that to the professionals.
Yes. So, working for that family for 12 years in Santa Barbara. And at the end there, we had opened three locations. The last two locations, I was very hands-on. The last one, which was like a breakfast, lunch concept, I was 100% from, you know, gutting it to saw cutting concrete, you know, all the way through. Yeah. And so I knew that I wanted to do my own thing. I had a friend out here that owned a restaurant in the Arizona Center.
Okay, nice. And do you want to divulge what that?
Well,
that
it was Cucina.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So, and the Arizona Center. So he was having problems with his operator.
Okay.
And Sam and I. Sam is my wife.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
The beautiful Sam.
Yeah, the beautiful Sam.
She was very, I have to say, she was very nice to us when we met her, and she was just like very like open, and she's, you know, she's, you two together nice. Are very sweet and very,
she's a sweetheart.
Very fun.
Yeah. So, moved out here to help him out. Started getting things kind of, you know, Arizona Center's tough. I didn't, you know, when I came out to check out the place in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, Phoenix, Metro, all the people, this should be a no-brainer.
Yeah.
And it's actually not. It's the opposite. There's no one really goes to the Arizona Center for much. And, you know, so a company bought it and was kind of redoing the whole Arizona Center. And through the construction, it just started to hurt what restaurants were in there.
Yeah, and I've been around there. Yeah, I've been around there at that time of day, and it's just like it's rough how much they blocked off and everything.
Was
yeah, it was really
bad. We had a built-in lunch business because APS is right there, but even for dinner, like Friday, Saturday, when there was a show at the Herberger, you know, we would get a lot of, you know,
walk-bys.
Mature people that would make reservations in gowns and nice dress. Oh, you know, they're going to a show and they weren't walking through. I mean, you had to walk over like planks and like, it literally hurt. It killed the business. So my partner was like, I'm pulling out of there.
Yeah.
And so I knew this was coming, you know, before it actually happened. There was about a 6-month window where I was like, all right, I got to figure something out.
Yeah. That's what I was going to ask next. That kind of leads into, like, how did you end up at that
side note,
particular
location? I like to skydive with no parachute. Like, I am that type of...
A rebel.
Well, no, I just don't... I work better under pressure.
Okay, I got
it. I don't like there to be, like...
A safety net.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, you know, my wife's the opposite, though, so we're good balance. You know what I mean? Yeah. She doesn't like to do anything unless it's, like, we know it's planned and this and that and the other. So, so I had a contact from Santa Barbara that I'd met when I moved here, who owns the building that Publico is in right now.
Yeah.
Danny, the chef at Cucina.
Okay.
I saw the talent there and was like, don't you worry, dude, just give me a minute. You know what I mean? Like, this is going to end, but we're going to get something else going.
Transition
you. And so one thing led to another, you know, and Okra was in the space that I'm in. And so they were moving out of that space. And so I was able to take that over and, you know, do a couple things to the restaurant, little remodels and then Publico was born,
nice.
You know? but you know what, the base was there. You know, I had Danny, I had the chef, Danny's son, Edgar is my, general manager over there.
Okay.
I'd been kind of grooming him the whole time at Cucina.
Nice.
You know, if God willing, Publico leads to another location, which it probably will, because me with the back to the no parachute
no
thing,
parachute yeah. Have you already been scouting? Like,
yeah,
that's what I want to know.
It's can't stop. Look, there's two types of people in this world, and I really believe it. There's hunters and there's farmers, and I'm a hunter, and I don't try
go.
To you know I read a book and it said don't try. Obviously there's, you can hunt too much and that's detrimental, right? You can be too much of a farmer and that's detrimental, you know. There's always a balance with everything in life, I believe. But one of the things it said is don't stop being a hunter, because that's just what you are.
Yeah.
So I'll always be a hunter.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the way it is.
I love that.
But yeah, so so I have a good team in place. I had a good team in place, so I wasn't really worried about. I knew the food. I've been in the business long enough. You know, the location on 7th Street isn't. There's challenges. I'm in the back of a building. You know, I don't.
Yeah.
You know, nobody ever drives by and goes, "Hey, let's try that out." They don't know I'm there unless they know I'm there, right?
Exactly.
So.
So let's dive into that part a little bit is understanding that word of mouth. Where do you think that comes from, and kind of how you guys have grown by the idea that you said that people don't just drive by, especially in that location, and just pull over and say, "Let me eat here."
Yep.
It's kind of a word of mouth and building on that grassroots kind of deal. So where do you feel like you guys land on that, and like, what have you guys done to kind of push that envelope of having more and more things come to you, so to speak?
Well, first, that's the best way to build a business.
Okay.
It's also the slowest, and you have to take the what comes with that, right? But that is definitely the best way. When I have regulars, which I have quite a few already, and we celebrated a year in March, right?
Nice.
So March 1st was a year, and I have quite a few regulars. So when I have regulars that bring people in and show off the restaurant like it's their restaurant.
Yeah.
You know you're doing something. Like, they're proud. Like, and this is the owner, Danny. And like, you know what I mean? Like, they love to do that. And that you know that's the right thing. You know you're on the right path.
Absolutely.
So I know I'm on the right path.
Good stuff.
It's just, you know, like all of us, right? You wish things would come faster and you wish things would. But that's fine. I mean, I'm patient and And it'll come because I know I'm on the right path, and you can see it. I can see it on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, who's in charge of all reviews, and I can't look at that.
Listen. Yeah. I'm the same way. She's exactly
Sam
that.
Sam does all the Yelp. She responds to all Google and Yelp and everything. You know what I mean? Because if you get into that world, you know,
it will bring you down. It'll break you.
It's hard for her, to be honest with you. Like, she gets a little bit, but she. I you know, we have an agreement, like, hey, like, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Like, I need you to do that right now. I can't afford to pay anyone to do that.
Yeah.
So I need you to do that right now. And she's good at it. You know, thank God we get mostly good reviews. But every now and then you're like, you know, but
absolutely. Yeah.
So, I think building at grassroots like that, though, I think is the best way to do it. Let me say this. It's the strongest way to do it. The best way to do it would be to do that coupled with maybe a little more, you know, that's
flashier.
That's where you're going to get like the, you know,
the crowd.
And it's going to really take off.
Okay.
But that's just not doable when you're in the back of a building like that, you know.
Yeah.
Everyone that comes in and I ask them, like, how'd you find out about us? Oh, you know, or, you know, you get the people that walk in and, like, you know, people keep bragging about your place. You better live up to the, you know, they say things like that when they walk in.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
exactly.
Just have a seat. Just sit down.
Yeah, sit right here. I'll take care of you.
I got you. Yeah.
I have to admit, there is a level of intimacy in there that, inside the building, inside the restaurant, that I really enjoyed being in that space. Let me ask you this. Where did you pick that up? Or kind of like, was that your intention to begin with? The kind of... there's a lot of, like, the square tables in itself, how they're put together.
Uh-huh.
They're kind of really close to, well, they feel closer to one another. And it's kind of a communal kind of environment where you can, even though you're having dinner with your significant other, you could easily, hey, what's going on?
Yeah.
You guys, what are you eating?
That's probably a byproduct of needing more seats and to put butts in seats for money purposes. I'll be honest with you. But I come from, so anything that I do in the restaurant world, I owe to the family that hired me and my mentor that, you know, kind of showed me the business.
Yeah.
Now I've taken the things he's done and made them my own and added, and you know what I mean? Like, we all do.
Yeah.
But anything. And so my goal is to always, and you'll always feel it, I feel like with my service too, not my service, my servers, is I don't hire for like your typical, like, how much, look, I can teach a chimp to make a drink and bring food to a table, right? I can't give you a personality, though.
Exactly.
You know, so I'm very much on that side of service, not the formal, you know, you serve from the right, pull from the left. That's not that important to me. Obviously know the menu and obviously right, be able to make it if you, obviously those things, those are obvious,
the foundation.
Other than that, I'd rather that they remember. If you're in there twice, you know, hey, Jose, what's happening? You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Are you old-fashioned? You know what I mean? Because they remember what you drank,
exactly.
Or, you know, things like that. That's what people come back for.
Mm-hmm.
It's just as much So my mentor taught me it's just as much, it's equal parts food and it's equal parts experience, right? And so experience means how's your lighting? How's the music? Mm. How's, you know, all those things matter when you go into a restaurant, right? Yeah. This is an opinion, so I'll give a lot of them. So if you own a restaurant like this and you're listening, I'm not talking shit, but when I walk into a restaurant and the music's blaring,
oh yeah,
I've been in one of those places. Look,
before.
At music needs to accompany the food, mm-hmm. and the experience, and the it's not the focal point.
Exactly.
And this new thing that we're getting into, I think it's cool if at 9 o'clock the volume goes up, uh-huh. and then yeah. the place comes more bar centric. That yeah. if you've got that all, if it's a thought out thing, but there's restaurants out there, you'll go to dinner at 6 o'clock at night,
and
NWA's bumping through the, and I'm thinking if my grandma was here, she'd be like,
What is going on?
You know
on?
What I mean? Yeah. Like, I get, like, I'm obsessive with the business. So, like, yeah. I want to be like, hey,
cringy
dude.
Moments.
Like, yeah, I want to go talk to the GM and be like, man, what are you doing? Like,
can you give me some smooth jazz?
Yeah, something. Yeah. Yeah. Little Kenny G. You yeah. know what I mean? Yeah. Get some pan flute going
exactly.
here.
I love it. And that's something that you've just built throughout your experience working with this
yes.
particular family.
Yes.
Let me ask you a little bit about this, you know, this restaurant business. You know, it takes and it gives a lot.
Yep.
You know, where do you find that balance, you know, especially with your wife taking on some of the behind the scenes sort of stuff? Where do you, as not only a couple, a married couple,
uh-huh.
where do you find the balance to kind of keep the business and then when you're at home, family?
So that's tough,
mm-hmm.
as most probably people could say with yeah. you know, that is tough. So what we've learned, and you know, you learn it from making the mistakes and the blowouts, and you know,
yeah definitely.
You know, so being married, it takes work. It's
yeah.
not just
it's not just
we all know
sailing,
that right
yeah. Yeah. Well, we're actually engaged, so
okay.
we're getting married in October, and
yeah.
any piece of advice
yeah
I
no that's
take...
that it just takes work, you know. It's not gonna be, you know, it's funny, I'll hear these like, well, we never fight, and I'm like,
wow,
yeah, okay,
it must
I'm
really
not gonna
suck
judge,
to,
but...
to talk to a mirror every
yeah,
day
exactly. So anyway, so that being said, what I've learned is that if I include her as much as she would like to be included
yeah.
on that, and I try to pay attention more at home, mm-hmm. that seems to be the formula that we've come up with.
Okay.
And when I say include her, like, what, you know, she's done a lot of little things, you mm-hmm. know, and found out I don't really like that too much. And, you know, this is good. I
yeah.
like this, you know. So if I can include her in that sense, she's great, though. She's great with
yeah.
understanding who I am.
Let's
go back to the hunter, right?
Yeah.
She understands that. I'm not saying it doesn't irk the shit out of her. Can I swear? Is that cool?
Yeah, no, right, you're
yeah,
good. You're good.
Yeah. It doesn't irk the shit out of her
yeah.
a lot of times, because I'm sure it does, because she's not that way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but she does understand that. And
yeah.
she knows I only do for the family. Like, I mean, ultimately,
yeah.
you know, there's
every
people
decision.
That get into the restaurant business for wrong reasons,
mm-hmm.
you know. Like, oh, I want to be that guy.
Yeah,
yeah,
I want to be the cool
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, cool guy. You know, and so that's not, I'm in there to build something and build a legacy for my kids. You know, whether they're
sure.
in the restaurant business or not, I want
yeah.
them to be able to, you know, have something and do
yeah.
something, you know.
Absolutely.
Give them the opportunity to do something when they come
yeah.
of age, right? So,
yeah.
And that's all I do it for. You know, that's all really, you know, I get a thrill out of the people aspect of it, because I'm a people person and I'm built
sure.
that way, but as far as ultimately why I do, like, as far like money, I'll give you an example how I am with money. Like, of course I have to, when it comes to the restaurant, cash flow, all that's very important.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you what's in our personal account. Because I was taught by the same mentor, he said, look, man, that's her job. She's the GM of the house.
Yeah.
So I don't even know, man.
That's just
put
something
gas
that,
in the car
yeah.
and I eat at work, and I don't even, it's, none of it's,
that's so fascinating.
So I've never paid attention to the bank, because I'm like, look, you pay attention to that. I
yeah.
can't, I don't have the room for it.
Yeah. The mental
and
capacity.
And I 100% trust you anyway. So,
wow. That's,
and
that's
if
a
you
lot.
Over, if you overdraft the account, just let me know and we'll figure something out. But you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
like,
there's certain things in life where you let go of, where your partner can fill in
yep.
those gaps because they're better at it and more attuned to it.
Yeah.
And
well, she runs the house.
Yeah.
I don't run shit.
It's, and it's one of those things. It's like, you, here's the funny part. We've had this discussion before where we've talked about this, but when situations come up where it's like, I'm very forgetful and I just like look at her and I'm like, where's this thing? Where's this other thing? Yeah. She's like, she fills in the gaps where I'm like, I don't remember shit when I place it or something like organized. And she like tells me it's in this top drawer, like left side. And I'm just like, it is that part of the brain where it's like, oh man, if she ever went away, like I'd be totally screwed. But yeah, like
we're shitty lookers, dude. We're guys. Yeah. You know, right? We'll open the fridge up and be like, where's the milk? And it's right there. Yeah, you know what I mean? Exactly. Looking right at it. Yeah. So,
does she like when she came on board, when you guys met, mm-hmm. was it hard for you to explain what you do to her or at all? Like, was it difficult to
on board? I was still just bartending, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. But she knew that's my, you know, I've never been, she knew that's what I was going to do.
Okay.
I
mean,
that's the plan, you know? And, you know, to be honest with you, we had that discussion and I was like, what do you want to do? And she's like, I want to be a mom. And I was like,
wow.
Nice.
Two thumbs up. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I mean, there's not enough moms out there anymore. Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, God bless the people that want to have careers and do all that too. I'm not, hey man, get your money. I'm not,
exactly.
But I don't think there's enough people that take pride in just in being the mom. Yeah. And so I grew up a little bit on the rougher side, you know, mm-hmm. and so parents weren't around a lot. And so nothing makes me happier than to know
there's a family member.
Well, my kids get home from school, she's going to be there. You know what I mean? Like exactly. That's awesome to me. And if we can figure out how she can help out with the business, you know, through that, then awesome too. Sweet, you know what I mean? Like that's kind of the best of both worlds, I think. Yeah.
How is she taking it as far as like the idea of this restaurant being open for a year and now you kind of have this level of stability and now as the hunter, like you said, you're often like, let's try something else.
Yeah, she
like,
just shakes her head.
She just shakes her head. She's like, oh man, you gotta give me another year.
She just shakes her head.
Oh man, that's so cool. And why Italian food? Let me ask you that.
Because of Danny, the chef.
Okay, I get it.
100%.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's good. So what's your relationship like with Danny? What has been developed over the years?
He's great. No, he's great. He's with me. He's with me. So I'm taking him for the whole ride. So however we end up.
Is that how typical owner-chef relationships end up working?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. If you find a really good one, you know.
I've never been in the business.
Food is definitely a huge component of it, right? Huge, sure. Right? Yeah. So I think Danny Danny's got, he's, in my opinion, here's another opinion, set apart.
Yeah.
Because we work well together.
Good.
I don't know how to. He's not a sissy dude. Like I can tell him.
Yeah.
He can tell me.
Yeah.
We have that. You know what I mean?
Rip it off like a band-aid. It's like, dude, I get it.
This is what we're doing. Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't want to do that. It doesn't matter. Here's what you know. Da, da, da. Well, why do you think we should do? You know. So.
Yeah.
But nobody ever walks away. Like you know, we established that early on. Like, hey, this has to. You know, for us to be able to do this, like this is how it's got to be.
Yeah.
Don't get in your feelings because I'm not going to get in mine.
Yeah.
You know
exactly.
What I mean? Just stop.
That's how I sometimes feel about like myself is like my mentality is like I'm a rip it off band-aid kind of situation. Don't walk away if you have something on your chest, say it to my face and then we can get past it.
Yep.
Like that's kind of how I mean,
especially if the respect's already there.
Yeah, so, the respect's already there. I hired you and like that matter, sort of like, stuff. Yeah. So it's like that business mentality. A lot of sometimes it can run away in certain situations, but it's good to have someone who gets it. Like you said, Danny gets it. And to have that established relationship really just foregoes all the other BS that comes along with like, oh, I don't know how he's going to feel about this.
Yeah,
I don't know if he's going to argue with me. No, just get it out the window. We're going to deal with it. This is what needs to be done. It's a business.
We're definitely in a world that's not conducive to that anymore.
Yeah,
right? It's not the way I would.
It's a lot of gray area now. Where it's like it's going farther and farther away. Yeah. And, you know, sometimes it interferes with your business. But again, having someone like Danny, mm-hmm. having someone who gets it is only going to help you prevail even further because, 100%. You know, that's just kind of the situation where it's like smooth sailing for everyone.
Yep.
Are there any big plans for the business as far as because the summertime's coming? Things change here in Phoenix. It turns from I always say this, the summer months are kind of like our winter months. It's like vice other versa. Place. Yep. Yeah.
That's California. Winter slows down here. Summer slows down. Like, you know, I think ideally if you could have a restaurant here, close it in the summer, and a restaurant in the, again, just go back and forth,
snowbirding it.
You know, I think the only way you could do that possibly is if you owned the building your restaurant was in, because you know, you'd never make it.
Or a truck
that goes. Yeah, right. Yeah.
But like, is there any particular plans that you hope to help solve the lull period?
So we are, as you know, we're at the last one. So we are really trying to push events. I mean, we're really, that is so one of the things that you know, there's always something when you open a restaurant, and we thought we'd have more lunch business over there on 7th than we do. So we're not getting the lunch business. Mm-hmm. Nobody really is getting the lunch business. So I know it has nothing.
It's not just you.
No, it's nobody's really getting it. Yeah. There's not like a hospital over there to kind of feed you lunch business. Yeah. There's no big companies. No, the companies that are there, there's also 30 restaurants on 7th Street. So we're just cannibalizing each other, right, when it comes to that. So that being said, we're really trying to push events. Mm-hmm. I've teamed up with Lauren Allen Events.
Shout out to Lauren.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what we're trying to do, we did that Sunday supper. We're doing another Sunday supper the 28th of this month.
Awesome.
Which is a family style. And this is really just to really get some awareness on the space, maybe get some people there that haven't either been to the restaurant or seen the space, and showcase what we can do out there. Now, I get it. Summer's coming. This will probably be the last one we do out there. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll try to figure out something smaller to do in the restaurant on a Sunday night, and kind of keep it going, maybe a smaller, more intimate one, just to kind of, so we always do it on Sunday. Yeah. You know, I think we're going to try to figure something like that out.
Section off half of
it. Yeah. So it, you know, and go from a big number to down to 20 people, easy peasy. Right. So, but yeah, so that's really what we're doing. We're trying to showcase the space, get some traction on that and, you know, see if we can't, book events when the weather's nice. There's no reason. You saw the space out there. There's no reason why
we shouldn't get.
And in fact, from the last one, we booked already for next year, a year out, but we booked a 100-person rehearsal dinner. Yeah.
Nice.
Just from that, you know, so
yes.
From Instagram, from someone seeing
that's the pictures cool. On it, yeah. Great. That is really cool.
Yeah. So, it's good. It's good to see that.
Yeah.
So.
It's always beneficial when those things kind of, you know, you never know what to expect. And that very first one, Brittany and I had a blast, and we felt it was like one of the cooler events that we've ever experienced, because one part's interactive, one part's social, and then the whole thing is delicious all the way through.
Yeah. And I mean, that was our first one. So there's some kinks. I know you guys probably didn't see any. There's some things in the back, you know, that were straightened out. And so it'll only get better and smoother every time we do it. So I don't know when this is going to air, but if anybody's interested, just follow us on Instagram, Publico Italian Eatery, and you'll see all the details to attend. So they're limited though. Tickets last time sold out pretty quick.
Definitely.
Pretty cool.
So there's some aspects of the restaurant business that I was hoping to understand with you. One of the ones that I don't know particularly is like, what are some of the challenges as far as what people don't really understand or know? I know one part is like, you know, who you're hiring. The other aspect is where your location is. Is there any other pieces that probably people don't understand or really don't get about the business that, you know, might be not seen all the way 100% through?
You mean like just the public out there?
Public doesn't understand.
Yeah, I mean, I think most people have a good idea. I think if you go to the flip side of that, it's a common, we all say it, like everyone should have to be a bartender or a waiter for a year of their life.
Yeah,
because you should understand what but on the flip side, you know, I tell all my servers, I'm like, look, that table, that's their one experience. So in other words, if you've had 12 tables in a night and you killed it with 11 and the 12th one was shit, they don't know. They don't walk out of there going, well, yeah, his other 11 tables, he did a good job.
He's 11 for 12.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, like that, to them, that one experience and that's it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That was a bad experience. And, you know, and you're going to have those. You're going to have those bad experiences. I try to fix everything, you know.
Sure. Yeah.
You know what I would say? I wish more people would just say something in the moment because I will fix it, or most restaurant tours will fix it. Most general managers, most people on the floor. If you just speak up and just say, hey, here's the problem. Like you'd be shocked at how fast it's fixed and you know that you get a comp glass of wine and you know, we just want to make you happy. I mean, that's the goal. Yeah. We understand that. You know, I think what drives us a little crazy and where we get a little, you know, with some of the review sites, we won't mention any names because I could do a whole podcast on that. Trust me. However, I think, you know, it just feels like, you know,
it's just a list of people.
You didn't give me a chance to do anything about it. We all make mistakes.
Yes, like, absolutely.
It's an imperfect world, guys. I mean. Mm-hmm. I would love to see anyone that's writing that review tell me that they've never made a mistake. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you know, an honest mistake.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know, that's one thing I think more people should realize, you know. Mm-hmm.
I think if I could play a little bit of devil's advocate, I think that's where the experience, where the commenting back is, it's kind of the double-edged sword on that, because – you know, they make their comment as low or whatever it may be, but you have that opportunity. I've seen this where GMs come in and they comment back. Hey, look, we understand you had a bad experience, blah, blah, blah. Come back. Yeah. We'll take care of you.
We do that every time. And I mean, that's what Sam does. I mean, she responds to good, bad, and different.
Yeah.
We do that every time. Good. But there's some people that will get on there just, and I don't want to get into the negative too much, but they just to bloviate. You know what I mean?
Just to write their soliloquy. I'm going to make this English major count
on, like,
for
YouTube
something.
Is like, I mean, it's horror, you know, so there's people out there like exactly. that. Exactly. You know? And so that's unfortunate, but you know, it's part of the business and you just got to, it wasn't part of the business when I started, but it is now. And so,
That's interesting. Yeah. It wasn't, you know, those reviews were singular, almost like to a newspaper critic.
Yep.
And even the newspaper critic had a little bit of etiquette where it's like, look, I know that I'm, you know, hiding my who I am as a person. I'm just here to give him a you know, a review. And, you know, that's really funny that that's kind of now everyone's a...
I think more people spoke up in person.
Yeah. Yeah, that's more, no, that just, more the situation where it's like...
I'm just like you talked about. Tell it to my face.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out. If I can't figure it out, hey, we tried.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? We tried.
We did
Maybe
what we could.
Maybe we part ways here and never come back.
Call
and
it a wash.
We tried.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? But now I love it's that. Like, yeah,
I love that thought where it's like, you know, this piece of technology came in and it kind of opened up a wall in between the restaurant GM and the clientele. Whereas like they can hide behind that wall, so to speak. And
my servers ask, "How is everything? How's everything going?" More than once, and I know that.
Good.
I know that.
Good.
So
that's really good.
When they ask you that,
Tell them.
And guess what? They'll come get me. And guess what? I'm pretty sparkly when I want to be. Yeah. And I bet you leave happy.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? If your steak was overcooked, I still bet you leave happy. Mm-hmm. I'd be willing to bet that you leave happy.
And
you know?
And you know what? My dad comes from that generation where he'll speak his mind and he'll speak up. And I'm the one where I'm like, I'm so embarrassed when he does do it. And I'm just like, why would you make such a fuss? But at the same time,
that's what you did back then.
That's what you did back then. And that's him commenting on.
I'm giving you an opportunity to fix something that I think's wrong.
Yeah.
You know? Now, if I don't think it's wrong and I think you're just, you'll never know that. You know what I mean? But whatever. I mean, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had people tell me things before where I'm just like, you know, like we have a focaccia. That's the old school, old style focaccia bread. It's very thin. It's like a pizza. It's done in the wood fire. Well, some people go to Olive Garden or are used to the big, thick. You know, that's not real.
That's not real.
You know what I mean? And I've had people tell me twice now, like, this isn't real focaccia and we have the thin stuff. And I don't argue with them.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? We'll take it off the bill.
Yeah.
You didn't enjoy it. Don't worry about it. Yeah. It's on us. And they're like, you know, they're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, thank you.
But
I get that.
That is the real focaccia. But I'm not going to tell them. Yeah. You know, I'm not going to be like,
you're going
to
pick your battles.
Go to Olive Garden and this is an Olive Garden. I want to say that because I think it'd be funny.
Now I want to ask you, what's your favorite item on the Olive Garden menu?
I've actually never been.
No, you haven't? Okay.
Never. And cool. I've heard good things about it in a sense like, dude, you got to go to Olive Garden. Yeah. Like free breadsticks. And like, and trust me, I'm not food snobby.
No,
like,
I
will get off work at my restaurant sometimes, and my wife knows this. When I'm eating bad, which
she's like, don't say this part. Don't say this part.
Presently eating bad, and I will stop and get tacos at Jack in the Box.
There you go.
100%. 10 o'clock at night. You know what
I mean? I feel like it's a college mentality. Oh, you so revert much. Back to that, so that reptile brain. Yep. You're like, oh man, it's after 10 o'clock.
Yep.
Jack in the
McDonald's.
Box.
Yeah, McDonald's. Yep. Yeah, something. Yeah, exactly. Or, yeah, so I'm all in on that. I've just never been been doing all.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. Well, how about
probably because they're so busy and packed all the time.
Yes.
To be honest with
yes,
you.
Yes.
So I envy that.
Yeah. Let me ask you this: What's been your favorite experience so far in the past year with this building and with the people who come in and out of it?
I would say probably I love the community around me. I love the response that I'm getting for all the hard work that me and my team are doing. I love that people see that. I love that they point it out. I love that they might not even say anything, but they show it because I see them every week or every 2 weeks. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I love that about it. And that has absolutely nothing to do with the money, because even if you know the restaurant business, we still haven't made a dollar there. In fact, you know, at first you lose money for a little while. It's just part of the business.
Yep.
So it has nothing to do with money, you know? When I'm rolling, I'll come back on your podcast and be like, made it. But you know what I mean? That's not the case right now. So it has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with just the response and the people that come in. And then my staff. I have a great staff.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Dude, I want you to come back in here with like the Shark Tank suit on.
Yeah. Sitting like this.
Yeah. the big golden watch. Yeah. I'll probably never with me, but it's just one of those things that like I've you know, we've been to a couple of restaurants in the community and kind of like experienced the feel of a local restaurant has a different feel than a restaurant that has, you know, multiple chains. And for some reason, we find ourselves more, you know, we lean towards the local really hard, because I would much rather pay, you know, a significant amount more.
Yeah.
And then knowing that it's staying here
and
that it's going towards something that is better here in where I live. And on top of which, I get a better experience. I get better food. I get better, like, basically, I get all the things that I've ever wanted and then some.
Well, that's community, right? Everyone supports the other. Exactly. Everybody has to work and work hard at what they do, but everybody supports each other in some sense or some version of that, you know? 100%. I mean, it's some of the best top restaurateurs in our country, you know, have a way of, you know, to get bigger, there has to be a consistency there. Of course, they're going to lose, you know, my personality so much. Like if I were to go do another one, right? Yeah. Because if I do another one, I have to leave Edgar and then I have to go and focus on that. But you know what I mean? It'll take on Ed. It's all about who you hire and trust. And if they're, you know, I feel like my employees, it's easy for them because I hire people like that, but they convey the kind of message I want conveyed, you know, and the personalities that I want. Everybody has their own, you know, I don't expect them to be like me, robotically like me, but I feel like you're always going to feel that. And I think some of the best like restaurateurs in our country are able to do that with a consistency that's like unmatched. Sure. You know what I mean?
I love that.
Hillstone, Houston's, they're unmatched.
Yeah.
That's the best.
Yeah.
If you're wondering, they are the top operators in the United States.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay.
Every time you go there, it's there. Everything's thought out. I mean, down to the salt and pepper shakers. Woo! I mean, like they're it, you know what I mean? And you're always going to get a smiling face and a personality and good food and good service. And it's always going to be, you know, and that's hard to do over and over and over. And it's always going to be in a really cool spot. And it's always going to be, you know, they're it, you know.
I want to ask you a couple of like really quick, like, so where's your favorite spot besides yourselves? Where's you and your wife's favorite spot?
You know what? We really liked, we don't get out much, but we really liked the Rokery below Richardson's. That was
never been there.
Yeah.
The Rokery. Okay.
Rokery. Yeah. It's right below Richardson's on 16th. If you guys haven't been, you should go. Yeah,
I would love
really
that.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It's like eating in the basement. There's like a couch and a fireplace and you can sit at the bar and eat.
Nice.
Really cool. Really cool. Okay. Been there forever.
Yeah.
Been there for 25 years. That was really cool.
A spot that you haven't been to that you're looking forward to, like a restaurateur that you want to go check out.
You know what? I want to try, God, I'm going to butcher the name of it. It's a small plate place. You know what happens? I'll be honest with you. Edgar, who's like, I've spoken about him already. He's 28 years old, single. And so a lot of times I'll always tell him when we hear of a restaurant, oh, there he is. He should tell
me something. Yeah. His ears are burning.
But I'll send him. I'll be like, hey, go try this place. Go try that place. Go try this place. You know what I mean? Yeah. So
let me know.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Give me the inside scoop.
I mean, you know, when I'm not, if we get a babysitter, like we, you know, we'll go out or whatever. But when I'm not at the restaurant, I'm at home.
I get kids.
And yeah, we don't go out a lot, you know. Mm. But I always try to, you know, we'll hear of something and let's go try it. Let's go check it out. I'm trying to even think of the last place we went that we tried because we haven't been out. Well, we went to a Red Sox game yesterday. That was fun.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That sounds like
fun. Was that a Diamondbacks game or Red Sox game?
That's what I'm born. I was born there, so diehard.
I love that. Well, she's the same way about the Cubs.
Okay. You're born into that. When you're born in Massachusetts, there's no, like I told my kids, I'm like, look, you can pick your football team.
Yeah.
I don't care. But you're not, you don't get to pick your baseball team.
This is ingrained to you. No, I love that.
My team's the Red Sox and whoever's playing the Yankees. That's my team.
No, it's just one of those things that, like, I think my favorite spot, her favorite spot's Fame, which is on Central.
Okay.
And it's good brunch.
Okay.
I think my favorite spot would probably have to be, and this is going to sound bad, I like Oregano's for some reason.
Oh, I've heard it. Dude, yeah. Look, let me tell you something. When you see a place that does as well as they do well for a reason.
Yeah.
And they do really well.
I just really enjoy it.
I haven't been yet, but a buddy of mine, so I'm good friends or have become good friends with a restaurateur that's right across the street from us called Fuego Bistro. Have you ever been there?
No, we haven't. You guys got to check him out. We see it all the time.
Go.
Yeah, okay.
Go.
Okay.
Super eclectic patio. His food's great. Jeff's awesome. Yeah. Shout out to Jeff. But he grew up in this town. He's owned and closed and opened and had restaurants. And so, like, he knows everything. So anything I ask him, I always, like, hey, what's up with this place? What do you think? You know, and he always, oh, I've been there. It's good. Or, you know what I mean? Like, so he's my guy for.
Well, you got to get him in here. I'll tell him. You got to let him know. Because no,
he's
like,
fun.
Literally, I need personalities to come in here.
Because the less I have to talk, the
better.
Yeah, he's fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things that, like, you have, you know, you've been in here, and I've got to meet you and got to know your family, and just honestly, I think you have something special. Your business, who you are, what you've developed so far, I can vehemently say that you will have something special, and I hope that you can continue to do what you're doing, and we want to support in any way that we can for the future.
I hope so. That's always the hope. Absolutely. I mean, I'll always do the best I can, so whatever comes of that. I don't get into the results.
Hey, man.
Just get into the effort.
Yeah. Well, when you open up the next place, feel free to come back in.
Oh, yeah.
We'll support in any way that we can. Yeah. We're reaching the end here. So, again, let people know where they can find you online and then the address again.
www.publicoitalianeatery.com. Happy hour 7 days a week. Oh, there's something. Happy hour 7 days a week, 4 to 6. I think I'm talking with the chef. I think we're going to just extend happy hour all day, every day. We're just from when we open at 11. And that includes Saturday and Sunday. So, so I think we're just going to do that.
You want to call Edgar right now and just
let him
know.
Exactly.
Just put it on the
He's
phone.
He's calling again. He must be listening. Yeah.
So we just make it official right here on the on the podcast. But thank you again. We really appreciate it. Guys, before we go, you can listen to all our episodes at findingarizonapodcast.com. We make it easy for you guys to connect with us. Everything on our social media, Finding Arizona Podcast, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And then last but not least, we're going to ask this gentleman right here 50 questions, which we're calling Fine Examination, only available at patreon.com/findingarizonapodcast. Become a super fan that way. With that, we say goodnight to Danny.
Thanks, you guys. Appreciate it.
And goodnight to all of you. Goodnight, everybody.